Utahns aren't using their cars and trucks to get around as much as they used to. KUER's Judy Face has the story about a new report that puts Utah solidly in this national trend.
More Utahns are finding other ways besides their vehicles to get from place to place. The Southwest Energy Efficiency Project is a think tank that's reporting transit use is up and driving is down. Mike Salisbury is the report's co-author.
Well, in Utah, since the peak in 2002, people are now driving over 1,000 miles less per year.
That amounts to 11.5% less driving in 2013. Meanwhile, Utahns are hopping on transit around 14% more. The trends are playing out in other southwestern states and the rest of the country, too, as retiring baby boomers drive less and millennials embrace car-free living. Salisbury says investing in transit is smart for Utah, but planners could spend more on what he calls active transit.
So we'd really like to see more of a focus on how can we shift that funding to biking infrastructure, bike lanes, and then making pedestrian access better for people everywhere.
Utah's long-term transportation plans take an all-of-the-above approach. Andrew Gruber is executive director of the Wasatch Front Regional Council. He says planners are concentrating on giving Utahns choices.
With the limited area that we have to grow, it's so important for our economy and for our air quality that we provide options for people for how to get around.
Gruber says trains and buses, sidewalks and bike paths are all part of that mix, along with roads. Judy Fays, KUER News.